KO4CEF Mobile.
KN4TFW.
How you doing this morning, Ken?
You running late?
Yeah, I had to help the wife clean up after the dog, so she don't handle it very well. So I helped her take care of that. And, so a few minutes late to a meeting. Everything will be all right. I think we'll survive.
That's right.
Did y'all get any bad storms up your way? Well, not really up your way, but kind of over your way.
That we did about, I don't know, about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And I know we did up there in Spartanburg about that time, but it never rained again after I got home.
Yeah, we got some torrential downpours at work. And once I got out of work, it never rained again. I was really surprised because there was a line of storms like it was coming right through here, but I guess it went below us. But had a guy at work show me from, I guess, the previous day, the tornadoes down toward Abbeville, and he was showing me some of the stuff near his family's home where, like, their privacy fence just got completely knocked over, which that's the worst thing to happen. That's actually not bad.
Bad, and it looked like it was going to rain again last night, but I think those storms faded out once the sun went down. I had a burn pile I needed to burn, so I burned it up yesterday afternoon, and then it sprinkled a little bit more, but that was about it.
Without it raining and everything wet, that's not a bad time to burn anything. You ain't got to worry about keeping it from spreading.
Kind of banking on that the weatherman was going to be close to right, and so I covered it over with a tarp so it wouldn't be soaking wet where I couldn't light it, and then everything was sopping wet, so I got it lit and didn't have to worry, like you said, about the fire getting away.
So any more bear visits, or did he run off?
Seen him again. I didn't check the camera last night, so I'll check it tonight. It'll be a little bit drier. And that, but the neighbor kept an eye out for him all day. He never did see him.
That's a crazy picture, too. I mean, that trail cam took a perfect photo, but it's just crazy to see that bear. What's in the tube? What do you use that for?
Corn in it for the deer. And the deer, you know, and it comes out the bottom and the deer eat it. And then I got a little salt block on the other side. He'd been eating on the corn and he was checking it out.
That makes sense. That makes sense completely. But it is pretty cool. That's an awesome photo.
But big enough to scare you, right?
Say that one more time. I missed it.
Big one, but it was big enough to scare you because that tube's about almost 6 foot tall.
Yeah, I would definitely, I wouldn't want to go outside at night and run into that. That would not be good.
A lot of people use that for a pathway there. I mean, I walk my dog up through there, and then several people do, and then the kids cut through there to get over to the ball field, and the neighbor cuts through there to go to work and that, and now you got a chance you might run into that bear. Makes you think twice about it.
Yep, I can see that. Might not be a bad idea to invest in some bear spray or something, just that way when you're out with the dog, knowing that he's in the area active. I mean, he, she might move on, but you never really know.
Robert stepped out and called a dog, then it jumped back over the fence. That was about 2:45, I think the picture says. But the neighbor didn't actually see him until about 4:15, and he was actually over in my yard then. He was trying to get the suet feeder, and when she came out and hollered for her dogs to come in, he jumped over the fence and ran off.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Hopefully he's not setting up shop, but yeah, now that he's got a food source or knows he's in the area, he might, who knows.
Some of the neighbors posted over on the next road over that there was a bear that was turning over trash cans.
Yeah, somebody might need to get in touch with the DNR, because if it's got into that, they may end up having to relocate. It's funny, well, not really funny, but it's, crazy that I just read a story. Some lady, I don't know where she was, but they found her and her remains, and she had been eaten on by a black bear and one of her cubs, and they had to euthanize all three of them. since that means from that point forward they'll think of humans as food and not be scared of them.
Work said that they read that. They were telling me about it yesterday, that her dog came back on the with the leash still attached, and they went looking for her.
Yeah, it could be it, because I don't know. I think they were going to do an autopsy to see if they can figure out what happened. Like, did she get mauled by the bears, and that's what got her, or what? But, yeah, it sucks. They had to euthanize all three of them, and she was eaten, but it depends on which happened first, I guess.
Them dogs started barking at one of those cubs, and the mama come running out and just attacked. And that's probably the most likely scenario. KN4TFW.
Yeah, very well could be. Instead of running off, man, I don't want nothing to do with a bear. That's the downside. I mean, they're dangerous no matter what, but most of the time they're too scared. But when you got the cubs involved, yeah, it could be a bad situation. KO4CF.
And just a juvenile that the mama's got a new cub and she ran it off. You know what I mean? To let it get out on its own. That's probably what happened. It's probably just traveling through looking for a place.
Yeah, hopefully so. Hope it don't set up shop around there. But if it's definitely turning over trash cans and stuff, it might stick around.
See many during the day, although I did see a good many out in Colorado during the day.
Yeah, I ain't never seen too many black bears, so... I'm definitely not an expert on them. I've only seen them a few times just going up towards Tennessee, towards like Cave's Cove or something, but rarely see them down here. I've been hunting up in the woods and seen the tracks, but I don't sit on the ground around here.
I think I've ever seen one around here when I was driving. That was out on the... about at the intersection of 11 and 276, and you're just standing on the side of the road.
It's crazy to think about. I mean, we're not that far from where a lot of them live, especially North Greenville area. I mean, I can see that a lot more than, like, North Spartanburg, but, as you know, you got the mountains and whatnot. Like I said, I've been hunting up off of 11. I think it's Chestnut Ridge, and there's definitely some tracks and stuff up that way.
On his porch all the time up there, and the dogs have been attacked by him before.
I used to talk to a gentleman on the, it wasn't a Mount Mitchell repeater, but it was one of the ones that does the slow scan. I don't think it was a Hendersonville, if I remember correctly. And he was talking about he had some black bears outside of his house at night. And, man, that would be a scary situation because his ham shack was, I guess, behind his house. He'd have to walk to the shack. He'd have to wait on the bear to leave before he could actually go outside.
Probably get into that shack if they wanted to, right?
I don't know. Could be. I don't know. I'd definitely be scared to walk outside. I know that.
Normally, they keep their back door open and their dogs just run in and out, you know, when they want to and that and everything. And even last Sunday, I was watching dogs for them, you know what I mean? And that. I left the door open for them so the dogs can go in and out. I could just see you do that, and all of a sudden there's a bear in your house.
That'd be a pretty horrible experience. It could get in if it wanted to. That would definitely suck.
The rest of the camera, and all I had was I had fox and raccoons, possums, a bunch of deer, and some coyotes. All that was on there, it was the only bear only showed up just that one day.
That's crazy. It's pretty cool, but crazy. Man, the only downside about leaving late for work is traffic is a lot worse this time of morning.
Right about that. It was terrible yesterday for some reason. I don't know what the problem was.
Man, I got out to my car late yesterday, got my antenna put up. By the time I started driving down the road, I heard you sign off. And I talked to Patrick for a while after that. And I didn't do much on my radio yesterday at all. I just checked into the single sideband net, and that was it.
Mama's up or home. I don't do anything with the radio. And that, but I was outside yesterday just burning up all them sticks that I had accumulated. For some reason, my trees grow sticks. I don't know why. But I'm rolling down here to the gate, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day and look forward to either catching you this afternoon or in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Hey, Ken, you have a good one. I'm actually rolling up in front of the plant now, so 7:32. Probably won't catch you today. Today's my late day, so I'll be on the road around 6 o'clock. But we will catch you in the morning. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear.
4 HKX calling KO4CEF. Andrew, you there this morning? 4 HKX mobile.